Being a parent is hard work. Some would say it's more challenging than ever, what with social media, the internet, and all sorts of distractions today. Being a grandparent, however, well now, that is a gift of grace, a gift of grace. Having a second chance to observe children grow up and even contribute in some small way to their development is something to cherish. It's a gift from God. Linda and I are blessed with three grandchildren, two of whom are sisters. Our third and youngest, Matthew, has been featured right here as an angel, a cow, and a donkey over the past 3 years in the Christmas pageants. We're very proud of his acting. But the sisters, Emma is 2.5 years older than Lily. She's now 14, and she's always had an interest in art. She enjoys color and design and photography, among other interests, and she always loves to raid our pantry when she comes to our house. Emma will look at a bare wall and imagine what color would be best for the room and the artwork and decorations that might bring out the color and make the room comfortable. Lily, 11, has different interests. She is logical and she is analytical. And she will look at the same wall and she'll ask her dad, "What's behind that wall?" And her dad will go on to talk about electric wires and circuits and plumbing and insulation, and that satisfies her curiosity. Emma loves to jump on a trampoline. Lily crawls under the trampoline and looks at the springs to see how it's working. Yes, grandparents have the wonderful opportunity to observe and reflect on their grandchildren's personalities and achievements. Today, we renew our acquaintance with sisters who are part of our Christian family, Mary and Martha. They and their brother Lazarus were dear, dear friends of Jesus. But before getting into Jesus' visit with the sisters, let's recall what happened immediately before Jesus traveled to their home. For Luke, the gospel author, does a wonderful job of telling us stories about both men and women. His is, some would say, the gospel for women. He often uses men and women in pairs of stories to make important points. Previous to today's text, Jesus told a story about a good Samaritan to a lawyer who had some difficulty understanding how to love God and neighbor. And after helping the lawyer recognize the Samaritan's merciful behavior, Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." He calls the man to action. As Jesus finds his way to Mary and Martha's home, Martha is the one who is busy. She is all about action. And while Mary sat with Jesus and soaked in his every word, Martha was up to her elbows in pots and pans. She fussed around, probably making some noise for effect, and then complained to Jesus, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me with all the work to do?" Mary is interested in understanding the heart of God as it is expressed in Jesus. From a faith perspective, This is a part of our Christian vocation that we are all called to do, to listen. Martha, however, is interested in serving her Lord and providing for an orderly, inviting, wholesome home. Her vocational task is wrapped up with providing for and serving others. And I would like to think that Jesus' tone when he spoke to Martha and responded to her complaint was sensitive rather than harsh. Martha, Martha, you're worrying too much. You're distracted. Look at your sister Mary. She has chosen the better part. Poor Martha. Do you feel for her? Have you ever felt like her? I must admit I empathize with Martha, for there are times in our lives when we are distracted by many things and actually spend less time listening to God. I have a good friend who several years ago left her home for an extensive period of time to care for relatives, a husband and wife, who had such serious medical challenges that they came to terms with the fact that they were no longer able to live independently in the home that they had resided in for 45 years. And so, over several months, she transported her family members to doctor's appointments, visited when one of them was hospitalized several times, and cooked and cared for the other who was home, helped them search for a place to live with age-in-place medical services, assisted with revising legal documents, packed up their home, prepared for and supervised a yard sale, organized the move and relocation, unpacked their boxes, and set them up in their new home. Day by day, she did her Martha work. And it was only at the end of the day, after everyone was down for the night, that some merry time for prayer and listening became available. You've been there. We all have our Martha stories. What is interesting about Jesus' visit with the sisters is that Mary is not quoted by Luke. She says not a word. She is doing the better thing and models for us a deeply spiritual and faithful way to encounter Christ. Yes, Martha is distracted. But just think about how Jesus related to her. He did not judge her. He did not rebuke her. He accepted Martha for who she was and what she was doing and even what she said. And while Mary was doing the better part, Martha's attention to hospitality was very likely a sign of love for her friend Jesus that did not go unrecognized. If Martha fell short, it was not that she was working alone. It was that her work distracted her from being more present with Jesus, her guest. What I really value about this story is that we can bring our complaints to Jesus. We can throw up our hands and rant and say, Lord, I've taken on too much, or I'm over my head, help me. It is vital to know that while Jesus points us to a better way, he is with us in the midst of the messiness of our lives. Times when we feel like that Ed Sullivan show performer keeping plates spinning on long sticks. Okay, I've just shown my age. Anyone who does not understand that metaphor, just talk to me later. Or better yet, Google spinning plates than Ed Sullivan. But speaking of spinning plates, have you heard about what is going on in the Cathedral District? We have this hard-working nonprofit organization, Cathedral District Jacks Incorporated. Jenny Myrick and her board oversee the development of our 36 square blocks in the urban core of the city. Jenny's working with developers and city officials, bankers, financiers, realtors, among others who are interested in the future of this neighborhood. A property adjacent to the cathedral is slated to be developed for apartments over the next 18 months. Another developer seeks to create small living spaces out of shipping containers. Yet another wants to create a ground floor art studios and galleries with lofts above. And over the next 6 months or so, 60 deciduous trees will be planted throughout the neighborhood. There is a lot going on. CDJ is in its Martha mode, let us say. But earlier this year, the board wanted to do some Mary listening. While two consulting firms offered helpful advice, the second of which provided a master plan with three different scenarios for development, the board wanted to hear from people who live and worship and work and visit this area of Jacksonville. And so over several months, we gathered small groups of people together to dialogue about the future of the Cathedral District. One evening, members from all five historic churches were present in the same room at the First Presbyterian Church, and they had a great time getting to know one another and talking about what they hold in common. One of the outcomes from all those discussions, an idea shared by many, called for more opportunities in the now, in the present, to bring people together to get to know one another, to actually sit at the feet of God's people, and even plan for social events. Neighborhoods require friend-raising as much as they do fundraising and construction. Someone even suggested an annual Billy Goat Hill Festival. But another common concern defined a tension between wanting to feel safe while walking on the streets, while at the same time responding to Jesus' call to care for people who live on the streets. How can we be good Samaritans to love our neighbors and, like Martha, provide hospitality to those in need, while at the same time creating a vibrant neighborhood? Well, the CDJ board took what they heard from the people and acted. They created a part-time position, a community development staff person position, who has already hit the ground running. Plans are underway for a 2019 December Advent Tour of Churches program. And there are opportunities to help the Sulzbacher Urban Rest Stop and a new men's career closet supported by JTA in the same location. That's what came out of our Mary listening. With Luke's help, we learn that Jesus calls upon all of us to use our Mary and Martha skills. The reality is that both staying busy with our tasks and listening to God in Christ is part of our daily ministry. You know, what we experience every week is that our guest, Jesus, is also our host. Like Mary, we sit at Jesus' feet, and hear the good news of the gospel proclaimed, and then Christ invites us to his table to be nourished by the sacrament. We are fed so that we can serve as good Samaritans and as Jesus served. Jesus is present in our most harried and distracted times as he is in our moments of prayer and contemplation. Grandparents, like everyone else, have Martha and Mary skills. There are those times when we fuss over welcoming family for holiday celebrations and meals, and then there are times when we are privileged to listen to our grandchildren's stories of their joys and sorrows. In fact, we see the face of Christ in our grandchildren. Yes, Emma and Lily have distinct and unique personalities, but recently they shared a common challenge. They became, with their dad and mom, certified scuba divers. And this past week they went to Key Largo to dive. I can't wait to sit and listen to their stories, but only after I fuss around stocking the pantry. Amen.